Talk Radio. Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. My name is Priscilla Leona, and I am producer and host of this show, Question Reality. And we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. This show is definitely for you if you are questioning your career reality by considering or currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. Now, for 8 years, our guests on the show have provided advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business positions. And our guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars. We've got producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singers, dancers, models, musicians, comedians, novelists. Oh, it's endless. Bottom line is, if they are working in the entertainment industry, we are going to have them on this show to give you great show business advice. Now, what's important to note is that all of our guests have been selected because they are at different stages of their careers, from professional, obviously being Emmy and Tony Award winners, to beginner. We bring beginners on once in a while because we want to hear about their laurels and accolades and find out what it's really like to get started in the business. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who can personally relate to your situation and answer any show business career questions that you may have. Now, if you missed any of our past shows or you want to seek advice about a specific entertainment career, you can always go to our archive page on the LA Talk Radio website. And that address is obviously latalkradio.com. And you just search for our show, which is Question Reality, or you can search by my name, Priscilla Leona. And all of the Question Reality shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. So we are everywhere, everywhere. Now, please make sure to get our newly designed free app for your phones. It is on the homepage of the LA Talk Radio website. It's located towards the bottom. But if you get that app, you're going to be able to listen to all of our shows. And we've got so many shows on LA Talk Radio. It covers, we have psychiatrists, we have medical doctors, we got sports people, we got musicians, we got every set, politics, if that should interest you. Oh, God forbid, politics, can't take it. But they're talking about it. We got shows to cover everything. So get the app on the homepage. Now, finally, very, 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 very exciting news. If you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on this radio show to promote their projects, come on and give great advice. We are currently booking for 2017. So round up the people and send them my way. Tell them to go to our official website, not the LA Talk Radio website. Go to my personal website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com, and you want to click the contact link, and that'll take you to a page and you can submit to be on our show, and we're booking for the first season. All right, so now for the exciting part, the excitement begins. We have our very, very, very first, I'm very excited about this, Tina Batten is on the show today. Yeah, she's more excited than I am, if you can believe that, people. Tina Batten is an award-winning playwright, filmmaker and actress. She's also president and CEO of Sister Batten Productions. And I want you to go to her website right now. It's sisterbatten.com. That's SISTERBATTEN.com. She's also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, a little bit about Tina. She is an award-winning playwright, filmmaker, and actress. And at the very tender age of 15 years old, with no professional training, she and her dance partner decided to take over the community dance class because it was abandoned by their previous teacher. So 15 years old, she's already taking charge. She's rocking it and rolling it out. And over the years, she's developed a performing arts ministry, becoming a writer-producer of such dramatic gospel production stage plays such as the well-known stage play Trilogy. I can't talk. Trilogy. It's that wild turkey cocktail I just had. I just can't talk. I'm hitting the bottle, Tina. I can't get your play out.
Okay. Oh, no bottle.
I'm drinking the devil's water over here.
No.
She is, it's called a well-known stage play Trilogy, Second Chance, and it's Second Chance 1, 2, and 3. And Tina successfully orchestrated and originated the very first Women of the Gospel interactive dinner show. And she continues to minister through her film and stage projects, again, under Sister Batten Productions. Now, Sister Batten Productions is a world-class studio producing and distributing high-quality faith and family-friendly entertainment. And what their message is, which I loved when I read their mission statement, it was so lovely, is to bring messages of hope and encouragement from the street to the stage and film. Woo! Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah! Welcome to the show, Tina Batten. My gosh.
Thank you, Priscilla. That was a mouthful, huh? Thank you.
I got to take another cocktail. Just hold on, girl. I know I shouldn't be telling you that. We had a lady.
No, yeah.
I just
put the drink down, Priscilla.
No, put that devil's word. No, actually, I just can't. I tell you, the older you get, Tina, I cannot hit the bottle like I used to when I was a teen and in college. I tell you, I have one cocktail, I am down for the whole day. And then I wake up with a headache. I'm like, oh no, just give me a damn Kentucky Fried Chicken wing. Forget the liquor. Fill me up with the crispy chicken because I can't do the liquor anymore. Hey, I wanted to know, your message is that bringing messages of hope and encouragement from the street to the stage and film, that's your message for your mission statement for your company. Now, my question to you is, how are you completing
like
that
my
mission
motto.
How are you doing that? How are you completing that mission statement?
Yeah, it's basically like my motto, honestly, you know, bringing messages of hope because everybody needs hope. Everyone needs inspiration, you know, from the street. That's where I'm from, growing up in the Bronx, New York, Philadelphia, and then to the stage because that's where all of them are birthed as a playwright first. And then now to film, because then we do script adaptations and we turn the stage projects into film. So that's how we're able to fulfill that whole message. And I deal with the here and the now, you know, so I don't really deal with period pieces or anything like that, but it's what's happening now in our world, social elements that are going on now. And that's what I tend to kind of focus on. That's where the Lord has me gifted and just being a visual storyteller. I just love telling stories, our stories.
Mm. Now, I've never had an independent Christian filmmaker on, so this is very exciting. Now, it's been said that you have a unique way of developing and creating these fascinating stories that touch the heart of everyone who views your work. I mean, you are talked about around the land, Tina Batten. So my question is, now, how, Tina, do you achieve that in your films? Like, what do you do that is so unique when you develop your stories?
It's authentic. It's characters that anybody can relate to, very relatable characters, you know. And then with my, I'm a PA, a performing arts girl, so I like to add a little bit of that in there. I like to add a little bit of the world in there because that's where I'm from. I haven't been saved all my life, okay? And then, of course, I want to add
hitting,
the face face.
You were hitting the Long Island iced teas like me, girl, once upon
a time. I did. I've been delivered from that, but yeah, I did. And then, you know, what happens is, and then it starts from dreams too. You know, I get a lot of inspiration from my visions, very vivid visions that I receive, and I kind of write the dialogue to them. Just see these pictures flashing, and then there's times when the characters are just speaking to me. It's kind of crazy. It probably sounds kind of crazy, but honestly, I just really believe my twist in the performing arts and drama. I love drama, and that just is a perfect matchup, if you may say, and to just beautiful, beautiful stage performances as well as now film.
Now, it's been stated that your stage plays and films, they promise to take you on a journey of the highs and the lows of everyday life. So what kinds of journeys are you talking about? I mean, can you give us an example, I guess, of a high and a low of everyday life in one of your projects that that you feel most proud of and why?
Well, life has ups and downs, right? Everyday life. You're talking about Long Island iced teas, right? I have a character in the play that she got tired of that. She went out. She did that life. She was out in the streets. She was out clubbing, right? She was drinking, right? Just to go throw up and have somebody pull her hair back and have headaches and hangovers, and then to turn around and do the same thing over again, right? So
right.
After a while, you get sick of it. You get tired of it. People relate to it. It's extremely relatable. You know, and everybody that's sitting in those seats, we just take you, we grasp you, we pull you on. These journeys, they relate to the stories. They're right there with the character, you know, just like, oh, my auntie was like that. I was like that. You know what I mean? But I'm giving you some hope. You don't always have to stay like that. Things can turn around. You know what I mean? You can be inspired. You can do the things that you want to do. You know what I mean? And so that's when I talk about that whole journey and that highs and lows. And my work is not real preachy. You know, it reaches it. Like, for instance, my last project that I did, Delicious, she was a exotic dancer. You know what I mean? So I told her story, but yet how she was able to get out of that particular life. So I definitely deal with the here and the now, what's going on.
Is it for everybody?
It's for everybody, Priscilla.
Okay.
Everybody. I've had people as young as 5 years old. Like, for instance, my film, Walking in the Spirit, there's a scene in there that's I get a little worried about it a little bit. But I've had someone as young as 5 years old watch this film and relate back to me everything that happened in the story. Five-year-old baby. And everything. So we've got as young as 5 year old all the way to 85 years old. And everybody gets a little something depending on their background and their social economics and things like that. Everybody gets something from it. And it's just amazing to me. And even with my stage plays, I really I love to transform space. So even if it's a dinner show or a concert or anything like that, I want you to enter this place because I believe that people deserve it. You want to be transformed from your life. And just for those 2 hours or whatever, just kind of escape a little bit and have some fun and cry and laugh and just go on these little journeys, you know, with these
right.
particular characters.
Right. Now, I've never met a Christian playwright before and an independent filmmaker combined. So would you say, in comparison to non-Christian playwrights and filmmakers, that if one would decide to pursue this path, this genre, would it be as lucrative as, say, a Broadway playwright or a Hollywood filmmaker?
Honestly, not yet, but we're coming up. I mean, faith-based films are taking, they're, you know, what's about, what, maybe 12 a year that are coming out. You know, we got the Kendrick brothers with War Room that did Phenomenal and Courageous and things like that. So, it's coming up. It really is.
How can we bring more plays and films of this genre to light to the general public?
Well, I think it starts with people like myself. Of course, you got Tyler Perry. You know, he's doing his thing.
I love him.
David Talbert. So what happens is, though, Priscilla, is that when Hollywood doesn't necessarily, they kind of frown a little bit or kind of neglect it, you do your own thing.
Right.
Look at what Tyler did. You know what I mean? You do, and that's what I'm doing. So back in 1998, 99, I didn't have access to Tyler Perry. But I was inspired to write through the giftings of the Holy Spirit. And so I started doing it myself. I didn't have access to him. I wasn't going to L.A. every, you know, audition and things like that. So I started doing it right there in the city of San Diego where I was in my church. They happened to give me an opportunity. They didn't know what I was talking about, what I was doing, but my pastor gave me the opportunity, and I've been doing it ever since.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you were originally born in Philadelphia, and then you moved and then grew up in the Bronx, and you stated that you have overcome all kinds of obstacles in life issues, broken home, violence, poverty, just to name a few. And with all of that, you still remain a dreamer. So, you know, other than your Christian faith, obviously, and your belief in God for strength and guidance, what else do you attribute to your positive attitude and perseverance, other than Christian faith and belief in God?
You know what? I like to say that growing up in the environment that I did, the background that I did, it's unfortunate, but it happens to a whole lot of people, right?
Right.
And what happens is it's the individual and his choices. I honestly believe that, that it is the choices. So, yeah, I fell into that thing for a little while, got in trouble a whole lot of times, okay? But then it was something in me that just said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to graduate. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going, you know what I mean? And this is before I turned my life over to the Lord. Okay. So this is still as a teenager that I was still in the environment, Priscilla. Huh?
Right.
I was still in that environment, but I had the strength to walk by and just say, no, I'm not going to play hooky today. I'm not going to sit in the stairway and smoke, you know, reefer with y'all all day. I'm going to go to school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was me. It was something in me that wanted more.
Right.
And to this day, I'm still like that. And when I go around the world and I talk to young people or if I have young people in my projects, I just love to tell them that, you know, a little bit about that, because you really don't have to remain a product of your environment.
Mm-hmm.
You can change that thing up. If you really, really want it, you could change it up.
And
I'm a witness.
Yeah,
I'm a witness.
You are. Now, you testified. No, question, though. But see, I think that you are one of a handful that actually has that strength to get up and get out of there. But I think that there are so many that want to, but for some reason can't. How or what? Where can they draw strength from to get out of that life? Because, I mean, I've never been, you know, in a gang or in that situation, but I watched Law & Order Special Victims Unit. I know that they say that once you're in that gang life that you can't get out. Now, I don't know if that's true, but, you know, what if there's somebody that right now is...
You know what?
What do you do? How do you get out?
We're real lucky today that there's so many people, not just myself, but there are so many different individuals out there doing some really good work. So we're talking about people that came from the street, that got out of the street that whole life, and now are going back, and they are trying to grasp some of these younger ones coming up by showing them inspiration and hope and maybe job training or giving them the specific skills in their particular professionalism, you know what I mean? And right. to help. So I think with each growing day, each passing day, that it's getting better and better for those, because the football players, the athletes, there's a lot of folks doing some really, really good work that are going back to them same communities, huh? And trying to make a difference in those that are willing to take that chance to step out, do something different that they never did before, and just try. You know what I mean? So we're living at a good age now where this is going on every single day. There's new programs, nonprofit programs popping up left and right all over the place that help our young people try to have different paths. Mm. So it's there. If you can get to it, it's there.
I think the key is what you said, if you're willing to do it.
Because, you've got to be willing.
Wanting and doing are two different things, dreaming and you got to be willing to do it. But it's easier said than done, because I would imagine it's a hard life. I mean, if that's all you've ever known, people are territorial and they tend to gravitate towards the things that they know. People who are a lot of people who were brought up in violence and chaos, and they were beaten and emotionally abused and physically abused, that if that's all they knew, then how do they feel comfortable in a situation where that's not the normal? And it's weird for me to understand that, but I understand that to be true. So
I remember in college, Priscilla, I think it was one of our psychology classes or something like that, we had a debate going on. And so, and this is a debate that's probably going on still today. Like, say if your parents smoke, then you become a smoker. But then there's some folks that don't want to have nothing to do with no cigarette because they grew up in that household with the smoke, all in their clothes and in their hair, and they just don't want it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, I go back to the individual, honey. It is the individual and what they want, how bad they want it. Do you really want out? Do you really want to do something better for your life? If you can, you can,
I mean?
You can.
When do you, as a person who sees all different types of people, how do you personally know when it's worth your time and effort to take a specific person because they're capable of moving from the dark side? How do you know? Because
I call it, I'm laughing because I call it a special love. Sometimes the Lord will give you a special love for people and you'd be like, Lord, I don't know why, but you know what I mean? And he'll give you like that special love and that special patience with people. But a lot of times, Priscilla, being a Christian, just my walk, I don't have to go out preaching and all this, just my walk. People are looking at me and I didn't even know that they were looking at me and watching my behavior and how I act and that sort of thing. And they learned and drew from that. And I had no idea. It's just amazing. I never said, It's like, I just greet everybody. I love it. I'm a hugger, right? So I just love everybody.
Me too.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're just greeting folks and you're just loving up on people. You know what I mean? And I think we need to do that nowadays, especially,
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard because, there's people who are who give so much and they want to help so much, but then there's takers. I call them psychic vampires. And I'm a very generous person. I love to help people. It's just in my nature. That's how I am. And my mother's like, Priscilla, these people will take and take and take and take. And you got to know when that person is never going to change. And I've always had a problem with that. When to stop, when to know, they're never going to change. But I always believe that there's hope that somebody's going to change.
Of course.
But I always get
disappointed. And you should, Priscilla.
99% of the time, I'm disappointed, though. They don't change. And
well, you know what? It's not for us to change them, Priscilla. So, as a faith-based writer and visual storyteller and things like that, we pray. We pray for those. It's not my job to change nobody. I'm just kind of telling you, witnessing or testifying, or if you ask me, I'm just telling you my story straight up. You know what I mean? Just straight up. And then I go on about my business and keep doing the work of what the Lord has given me to do or inspired to do or that particular path. But prayer changes a whole lot of things. So, you know, we like to say we just kind of keep them lifted up in prayer. We keep everybody lifted up in prayer.
You just got to know when enough is enough. Enough is enough. Now, you've said that with the support of your family and community and limited funds that you continue to step out on faith and you basically are turning passion, your passion of filmmaking, along with, you say, your obedience to God from dream to a reality. So let's talk and break it down and let's talk about limited funds because people who are listening are people that could be aspiring Christian filmmakers. So, you know, there's not a lot of money there. Okay. So as a filmmaker myself, I personally know how hard it is to raise funds for your film projects. And I do commercial or mainstream type stories, and it's still hard to get money. So if a person chose to be an independent Christian filmmaker, how would they go about raising funds to produce their films from your experience?
What are
some things that you recommend?
You start off with a great story, first of all. Nice story, right? And then for me, I had the backings of my church and community, you know, folks that, hey, T, I only got $20. Can you do something with this? Or, you know what I mean? And from there, it grows. My saving, my own personal monies, you know what I mean? Fundraising, of course, you know what I mean? It's just different ways that you can raise. And you start a little bit too, you know, if you got, you know, $100, come on now, you ain't going to go out and do no full feature film. You know what I'm saying? So, you stay within your limited budget and then you partner. It's all about relationships and partnering with some other people, who may have aspirations in that field or filmmakers or some type of a crew or things like that, that are able to partner with you, work for little or nothing and have their all names are attached to the project. And we just kind of grow that thing together, you know, but you start little by little. Nowadays, we got these fabulous iPhones where you can actually do movies on them. You can load it up. You know, the industry wants to see what you can do, you know, and a lot of times you got to use a lot of your own personal finances or raised money, you know, to try to get little projects out at a time until you're able to get that, like, you know, sell that script or, you know, get that opportunity. But in the meantime, you're working and doing this, you know, like ticketed events, you know, for my stage plays and things like that. So all of it, I just flip it. I just flip it all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. Along with the writing and directing and producing original dramatic stage plays, I hear that you've been producing dinner shows, concerts, special events for the past 17 years. So I imagine that you take, you know, you take money from that and you flip it back into, you know, making your film project.
Yeah, that's right. My portion goes, it gets flipped.
It
sure does.
Out.
And then whatever I'm able to do, you know, if it's, you know, a short or what have you, then start with it.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what I did. You know,
you're familiar with, there's no reason why you can't make a little short. I mean, even if it's a 5-minute short, I mean, look at that movie. I don't know if you're familiar with it, Tina, but it's called Tangerine. They shot that whole feature film on 3 iPhones and it was old. Mm-hmm. It was like the iPhone 5. And they shot that, and that ended up as Sundance. It won a ton of awards. It went viral, especially since people found out about shooting a whole feature film on iPhone. And I shoot music videos myself personally on iPhone 6 Plus, and they look beautiful as long as you do them in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
don't be shooting it at night because the iPhone 6 Plus, that doesn't work for you. But beautiful music video or just, I mean, and you got to start out. Don't be thinking about doing a whole feature film when you're starting out. There have been, I know you've seen these, Tina, there have been 5-minute shorts that are hysterical that you have tears coming out of your eyes because they're so funny or they're so dramatic.
Yeah.
So start out with a 5-minute film, right?
Yeah. So if there's a will, there's a way.
That's right.
Especially now in this whole tech age that we're living in. So it can definitely get done. You just kind of stay out there. You know, you got your foot to the pavement and just working it and promoting it and social network and just kind of building your brand and just kind of getting out there. Like, I'm serious about this thing. You know, for me, my first short, I did pretty well in the film festival circuit. And there I learned so much, not having that particular background. I didn't go to school for that. Like you, I have my bachelor's in business administration. Okay. You know, I learned as I went along. I picked up different things from here in this seminar, this webinar, and I just kind of, and I'm still learning and growing.
Right.
Honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, do you own a theater where you put on all of these projects, where you do these shows, or is it like a community theater where you do your dinner shows and concerts and stuff?
You know what, Priscilla, I get in where I can fit in. Anybody, I knock on a whole lot of doors, and whoever's willing to open up the door and turn the lights on, and they got a decent floor, we're gonna transform that space. You hear me? And we're gonna make it special. We're going to make it special for the people. They're going to think we got all this money and we did it on $5 and we made it spectacular.
I'm so interested in that because I love to go to dinner shows and concerts and special events. So is there anything exciting coming up that you want to tell us about, or where can we find out more about your shows? Where can we come and see your stuff?
Right now, well, I just finished our third annual Fire and Ice dinner show, which was wonderful. And so right now I'm focusing on my feature film. Last year I did a music video. You know what people really enjoy, because I'm kind of out of the box and I just don't stay in one lane. I do a few little different things, but they're all relatable to me. You know what I mean? And as being a performing arts girl, it's all performing arts to me. So it's just whenever I'm inspired, whenever the Lord gives me something, a project or something, then I move on it. So right now it's basically what I see is my feature film. You're talking about budget, right? Made enough funds to shoot like one scene for my feature. Okay, listen, right? For my feature film. Right. We just did it two weekends ago, you know, and from that, you know, that's going to be made into a teaser trailer.
I imagine let's clarify that. I imagine you're talking about doing a teaser trailer as a pitch video to get funding. So let's make sure, because when you say do a scene, I just want to make sure that it's not like, oh, Tina didn't just go shoot a scene from her script. She actually did a trailer, which it's for those that are starting out. It's just customary. You shoot a scene and it's called a sizzle reel, or it could be, little trailer. So you take it to people who might possibly be interested, like investors or donors or sponsors. So that's what she's talking about. She did. So she's got this little clip and she's like, hey, this is what I want to do. Show me the money. Show me the money, people. Show me the money. Right?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think this year I'm going to do any, I don't know, because my calendar changes all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'd be like, you know what, I want to do a dinner show and then kind of work at it. But right now it's all about raising the funding and awareness for my future.
What's the film about? I mean, I know you can't tell us too much, but what can we get excited about? What is it going to be about, or what can you tell us?
You know what? It's the Lord took me back to my beginning writings, which the trilogy, you mentioned that in the bio, Second Chance, the stage presentation, right? So we ministered the first one and the second one. And back in 2001, it was supposed to spin off into a television show, right? So the Lord has taken me back to those writings, take all of that trilogy, all of that drama, compacted into one feature-length film. And, of course, it's keeping the title, Second Chance. But, you know what I mean? And so that's what I'm really kind of focusing on getting that story out. getting that story out.
Okay.
So I can give you the log line. For instance, right, the log line is, after years of blocking her blessings, a former evangelist realizes that she has to surrender completely to God in order to fight and overcome the guilt of killing her sister. Ooh, tons of drama in that.
That's already got me excited with drama. I'm titillated, Tina. I'm titillated. See, I'm already proceeding. I want to see it already.
See? Look, Priscilla, maybe you could partner with me. We could do this. After our interview, we'll talk a little bit more.
No, you take my email address and you send me an email, because I want to hear more about that. If there's I'm all up in it. Tell me. In order for you to continue, Tina, to be a Christian filmmaker and create your inspirational projects and bring people together in unity, you obviously have to continuously seek sponsorships and investors for upcoming projects. Okay, so for anybody who wants to help you, Tina Batten, continue to spread the messages, which you spread of hope and encouragement from the street, how can they sponsor or invest or donate in your projects? If they don't have money, like if they have money, great, come on down, as they say on Let's Make a Deal. But if they don't have money contributed, is there any other way for them to help you or your organization, Sister Batten Productions?
There's always a way. There's trade skills, trade services. You know, there might be someone who's good in marketing. So there's always ways to partner with one another. And then on my website, www.sisterbatten.com, I've got a couple of films and stage plays for sale for like $18. And you can have it shipped anywhere you want in the world. You can give it as gifts. And so all of that helps.
Absolutely.
It all helps.
Absolutely.
It all helps. And like people when I'm, you know, in my community, they like, look, T, I got $100. That's all I got. Can you do something with it? And I'm like, absolutely, I can do something with it. And I put their name in the credits as a special thank you.
Right.
So we're all happy.
That's
you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, who doesn't love seeing their little name trailing on up the screen in the special thanks category? Yes, you can do it.
And then also, Priscilla, being attached to something that's so meaningful to a lot of people, you know, especially with the hope factor and just inspiring and encouraging folks, you know, so people like to have to be attached to things like that. They feel proud. They're able to share their, you know, the DVD or what have you with the family. And let's talk about some stuff. You know what I mean? So it's just a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and especially if someone is faith-based like yourself and wants to get more films out there, like because that you got to really pump up the volume and to be a Christian filmmaker, because it's all about the commercial mainstream type story. So if you want to get your story out as an independent Christian filmmaker, you most likely have to team up with someone that's already pioneering that path, such as you are. So it would be great for them to contact you, and maybe they have graphic design skills, or maybe they're really good at illustration, or maybe they want to be a production assistant. You'll accept their help. And they learn how to make a film if that's something that they want to do. So what do you feel, Tina, would be the best advice that you could give a person that's pursuing a career in your path as a producer, screenwriter?
You know, I just say do it. There's a lot of folks that's out there talking, I woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, what. You know what? Just step out, man. It's just baby steps, one step at a time. Once you get this done, then you go to the next step. Once you get, you know what I mean? And just start striving towards the goal, the end goal. Like for me, like I told you, I haven't went to school for filmmaking or anything like that. I'm a business major, right? So I worked full time, right? Doing accounting work, huh? And then at night, that's like when my life really started, and it helped balance me, because at night I would work on my projects during the day. Of course, you know, you got to pay your bills, right, Priscilla?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just continued to do that. And then as your little pot grows, you raise a little bit of funding, you're able to step out here, step out there. And if you're able to find mentors, someone that you're able to kind of shadow a little bit, that's kind of cool, you know, if you're able to do that. But just step out and do it. I don't like to talk a whole lot about stuff. I'm really
right.
a doer.
Yeah.
And when the Lord lays something heavy on my heart, I just kind of step out and I'm like, okay, God, the resources are going to have to come. You know, I only got like $5.25 in my pocket and this has to be done. You know what I mean? And just believing. Yeah. And just believing and stepping out and just telling a really great story, you know, very relatable that will help people. And, you know, so that's what I do. That's the advice I have. Just do it. You can Google information. You can take little seminars, little classes, you know, just do it.
Yeah, no excuse for anybody not to know how to make a short film. You can Google any damn thing you want. There is YouTube video. There's everything. You don't even have to go to the library anymore, even though I highly encourage you because I love the library. But anything you want, you can Google it. So don't be talking about, oh, I don't know how to do it. How do you do it? Google this darn stuff and you'll know how to do it. But it's true. If you want to be a filmmaker, you are going to just do it because there's no other choice. It's in your heart and your soul, and that's what you feel like you have
to do
every day.
You've got to be passionate for it.
The passion.
And that will really lead you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some people think, well, maybe if you're sitting around and you're thinking, well, I wonder if I want to produce a film, maybe, you know, there's a difference between a person who's a hobbyist and a person who is an actual, what would be opposite of a hobbyist? Because you have to understand, Tina, that a lot of people get confused. It's a confusing thing because when you are born to do something in entertainment, you could think, oh, I want to be an actor. And you can switch and then think, oh, I want to be a writer. I want to be a director. I want to be a producer. It's confusing because there's so many things you can be in the entertainment business. And I say, take a whack at them all. But if it doesn't work out for you because you don't have follow through, which I say is absolutely the main thing you have to have. You have to have follow through. You cannot start projects and then get the credit on IMDb and then leave and abandon it. You have to follow through. And this is what happens, Tina. A lot of people, they start these projects, they get money from crowdfunding, they get money from all their family members and friends, and they do like a little trailer or they'll do their short, and then they just abandon it and then they move on. They don't promote it at film festivals. They don't beat the hell out of it into the ground. And then you got to think, what happened to all the people who were the cast and crew who worked on this for free? They're just left with what? A darn credit on IMDb? Well, what does that mean? If nobody's going to actually see the work. So I get very passionate. I don't like that. That's one of my pet peeves. If you're going to do a film, follow through, get it in festivals. You owe it to the cast and crew. Or don't do it at all. Don't do it because it's disrespectful.
You got to be passionate. You definitely got to be passionate. Because it's not easy. It's not easy. You know,
it's not.
But it can be done.
It can be done if you want it done.
Now, and it's little at middle.
Yeah. But if you want to call yourself a filmmaker, you have got to be a filmmaker. And that means you finish the film and then you submit it to festivals. Even if you get it in one little festival, that is paying homage to the cast and crew who worked so hard and didn't get paid anything, because at least, you know, you can have they can see it on the screen. So don't be doing that stuff. Okay, let's talk about something exciting. You sent us a song that you wanted us to play called Soldiers Mount Up. And I listened to it, Tina. Oh, my gosh. So inspirational and motivational. Just an overall feeling. It's like a feel-good song. So I want to know a little bit about it. I want to know who wrote it, who sings it, and why was it written?
You know what? That song is on the CD to the soundtrack of my Walking in the Spirit short film. And my husband wrote it. It was his first main project. And it was going through a dark time where we lost our son. And the Lord still had us it's like I dealt with it with the filmmaking. He dealt with it with the beautiful lyrics to this song, which a lot of the people call it's like a rally song. You know, it kind of stirs you up a little bit. And so it's just really a special project because of that particular time in our life and where we just, you know, the loss of a child is just horrific. And so that's how it was, his release or his outlet, as a beautiful way to deal with it. And that song was birthed from there. And I decided to use it on a short film. And it's just a beautiful song. So he wrote it. He's singing on it. We have a young rapper on there, Maurice Smallwood from San Diego area. I also work with Maurice. He's one of the young people that I've worked with stage play as well as film, and it's just a beautiful collaboration. And again, never did it before, stepped out and did it.
Wow. Well, first of all, I want to tell you how sorry I am for your loss. I'm very, very sorry. Nobody ever wants to hear that anyone loved was lost. So I apologize about that. And I hope that I know that you have gotten peace in your heart and soul from the Lord. So I hope that helps you every day. And I want to hear this song called Soldiers Mount Up. We are going to actually close the show out with this song. But before we do, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show. And I want you to come back after you finish that film, girl. You better get on the email trail and you get me. Contact me and we're going to bring you back and find out what happened, and let's promote it. Let's get people out there to see it. I have a worldwide audience.
Absolutely.
My God, I have hundreds of thousands of followers. Let's let people know about this particular project. And you better invite me to every single show. I want to be on your email list because I want to come to the Fire and Ice event. I want to come to all the dinner shows. I love it.
It's done, Priscilla.
Yes.
It's done.
Yes. And if you need any donations now at all, and I'm not, this doesn't go out to everybody, so I'll be coming to me with a handout for some money to make your darn film now. But I often give donations to worthwhile films. So, you know, hit me up.
Absolutely.
That's it. Keep me involved, Tina Batten.
And I will. You got it.
Me. Oh, so, well, I want to thank you so much again. And please feel free to contact me directly if you need promotion with any of your projects. I would love it. I could just do a quick
advertisement. I certainly will.
Have something.
You're my new sister.
I'm the sister.
You're my new sister.
I can't even say brother from another mother. I don't even know. They need to find something to rhyme with that. Sister from another mother.
You're my new sister, Priscilla. Absolutely.
Yes, sister. Wait a minute.
It was my pleasure.
Sister from another mister. I just got it. I don't know if that's been coined, but I just get it, right? Well, thank you again so much. And we are going to listen to this song. Tina Batten, go to her website. It is sisterbatten.com. You can find her on Facebook. We want to like her on Twitter. We want to follow
YouTube,
her on Instagram.
Subscribe to the YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, and YouTube. Yes, she's on YouTube. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go on YouTube right now. See something. I don't know what I'm going to see, but we'll see something.
Oh, there's tons of stuff out there. Yeah.
We're going right now. So thank you so much, Tina. And without further ado, we're listening to Soldiers Mount Up. So stay on the line so you can hear us play it out. And we'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
The Bible say that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as an eagle. Yeah. 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 Soldiers mount up. Soldiers mount up. Soldiers mount up. Mount up, never
give up. Fight to the death till your very last breath. And crucify your flesh. Keep going till the thing stop beating in your chest till you know you blessed. Praise God to the pulling down the strongholds. Man, you know better than I know. Weapons are not carnal. Stay strong and know we fight against things that are visible. But you know, greater is He that's in me. God loves me, so the devil can't touch me. Name is victory. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hold me, please renew my strength. Have been sent. Holy Spirit, live within revelations. You need patience. Don't be anxious to be patient. Wait on the Lord. Use your sword. Sword of the Spirit. Cast out spirits. Devil keep tempting, but you're winning. Hold on to the Lord until you finish. Earth, He will diminish. Then replenish. Then it's finished. Done. John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son.
Just mount up, go ahead and mount up. Oh, you know the Lord of the Lord is coming.
I'm a soldier for the Lord, rider for the Lord. The Lord is my rock, the Bible's my sword. Breastplate on my chest, righteousness. God is the best, so that makes me blessed. Come with salvation, prayer supplication, self-preservation, God motivation, my determination, your inspiration. Everlasting soldier, no resuscitation.
Soldiers mount up. Soldiers mount up. Oh, the Lord of the Lord is coming. Soldiers mount up. Soldiers mount up. Go ahead and mount up. Oh, you know the King of the Kings is coming. Soldiers mount up.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.